us come, his voice we know, and boldly on the waters go. 171.
The third chapter. Hold your place there. I'd just like to read one verse before from Proverbs 18. Proverbs 18 and verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. In the 84th Psalm, it says that to go around Jerusalem and consider its towers. And we have in Nehemiah chapter 4, as they restored that wall and put the doors back, we have four towers there. I'd just like to speak briefly some thoughts from that first verse, Nehemiah chapter 3. Nehemiah 3, verse 1, then Eliashib, the high priest, rose up with his brethren, the priests, and they built it the Sheep Gate. They sanctified it and set up the doors of it, even unto the Tower of Mia. They sanctified it unto the Tower of Ananiel. So they have two towers here, one called Mia, one called Ananiel. The other one's in verse 11, the third one, verse 11. Malchijah, the son of Harim, and Hashab, the son of Piat Moab, repaired the other piece and the tower of the furnaces. And then we have in verse 25, Palal, the son of Uzzah, over against the turning of the wall and the tower which light out from the king's high house. I have the standing out tower, the high standing out tower in my French Bible. And in verse 27, I will use the same tower. And then Tekoite repaired another place over against the great tower that lieth out even unto the wall of Ophel. Four towers, and I enjoyed that verse in connection with that, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And each of these towers perhaps present to us a thought in connection with the name of the Lord. The Tower of Mia. Mia means 100. The Sheep Gate, 100, brings to us the thought of the great shepherd, the shepherd who is not going to lose one sheep. And I'd like to think of the name of the Lord as the God of our salvation. The salvation that we speak about in the gospel, the salvation of our lives, as Peter could call out and say, Lord, save me, save my life through these circumstances that I'm going through. And the final salvation, the salvation of our body, when he comes from heaven, doesn't depend on me and my greatness, but the greatness of the God of my salvation, of your salvation. A salvation that glorifies him, doesn't glorify me. He's going to glorify us with himself, but it's to his glory because of his work. None of his own will ever be lost. The God of my salvation. The Tower of Ananiel. Ananiel means the grace of God. We had those verses in 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. Verse 10, by the God of all grace, which had called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Verse 12, by Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose, I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God, wherein we stand. The God of all grace, whatever the need, whatever the condition, whatever the problem, one we can come to and find grace to help in time of need. And when you're the object of his grace, not only in salvation, but in your pathway, it is to his glory, making you thankful and knowing that this God of your salvation is the God of all grace. You cannot come to the throne of grace and find an answer that there is none available. There is grace available. Let's avail ourselves of the grace of God, the God of all grace. Then we had Nehemiah chapter 3, we had the Tower of the Furnaces. Times of testing, times of suffering, of intensity. And I don't know too much about that. But I have in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, the name of God as the God of all comfort. The God of all comfort, sufficient to to comfort his people in whatever circumstance they find themselves in. And there is a purpose in the comfort of God. But by the comfort wherewith we are comforted, we may comfort those that need comfort. With the comfort wherewith we are comforted. The comfort of God. What a resource we have. The God of our salvation. The God of all grace. The God of all comfort. And then this last tower we read about, mentioned in verse 27, the great tower. Well, let's look at that name. Philippians chapter 2. A well-known verse. Philippians chapter 2. Verse 9. Wherefore God also had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The name above every name. We can rejoice and rest in the fact it is the God of our salvation, a perfect salvation. We can rest and rejoice in the fact it is the God of all grace. Rejoice and rest in the fact it is the God of all comfort. But beyond his salvation, his grace, and his comfort, there is more. There is him. Himself. The name above every name. He is the Son of God. His title is Lord. But his name is Jesus. The lowly Jesus. The Jesus that wants you to come to him. The Jesus who wants to be your shepherd, your comforter, your salvation, your supply of grace, and your friend. Oh, dear ones, God takes pleasure in our calling upon him in salvation for our souls, for our lives. He takes pleasure in us calling upon him and coming to him for grace. And he takes pleasure in our coming to him for comfort. But I tell you, I think he takes great pleasure in you and I coming to him just because it's him.
65, verse 2 says, "Why in affliction's furnace and passing through the fire, thy love we praise which tried our ways." 165.
And of the church triumph.
before we pray, could we read a verse in Genesis chapter 11? Genesis chapter 11, and we'll just read from verse 4. And they said, "Go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men had builded. And the Lord said, "Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down and there confound their languages, their language. They may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad. Just that verse that was read earlier in Proverbs 18. And verse 10. "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe." Just commend ourselves.